who has created these things? Isaiah 40, verse 26. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1, verse 1. That is how the Bible begins. May we believe this? A completely different explanation is given by the media, in the school books, in the universities, by people who reject the Bible, by people who think they know there is no God. What is their explanation? In the beginning, there was an explosion which caused the universe. Thus, the Bible begins with God. Unbelievers begin with an explosion. If we begin with God, many beautiful things can follow. If we begin with an explosion, not much good can be expected from that. If there were nothing other than burning stars, hunks of rock, and cold space, that all could indeed result from a mindless explosion. But there is more, much more. Not to mention the unfathomable and awe-inspiring biosphere on Earth, we ask the question, where did people come from? What is in the Scriptures? So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them. Genesis 1, verse 27. May we believe this? A completely different explanation is given by the media, in the school books, in the universities, by people who reject the Bible, by people who think they know there is no God. What is their explanation? On earth, a long, long time ago, probably in a muddy pool on which the sun was shining, possibly with a bolt of lightning as well, dead matter spontaneously formed itself into a little living being. Spontaneously means all by itself. Thus, they believe in the spontaneous generation of life. What else do they believe? After that, during a period of millions and millions of years, that little living being spontaneously worked itself up to a human. Thus, we and our children are presented with a choice. What shall we believe? Did God create heaven and earth and mankind? Or was there a big bang that spontaneously resulted in a human? The answer is simple. A creation proves the existence of a creator. We say that certain people are creative. What do we mean by this? Creativity is the ability to create. Create means to make something from nothing, to make something completely new. Animals cannot create. Why are people able to do so? Because they have been made in the image of their Creator. In connection with the building of the tabernacle, God told Moses, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, indeed I, have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahishamach, of the tribe of Dan, And I have put wisdom in the hearts of all who are gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you. Exodus 31, verses 2 through 6. I have put wisdom in the hearts of all who are gifted artisans, says God. No work of art can exist without an artist, without a creator. The universe is a masterpiece made by an artist, a creator. Someone who thinks the creation could come into being spontaneously is not thinking logically, because he has banished God from his world of thought. This is explained by Paul. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Romans 1, verses 20 through 25. Lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name. By the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one is missing. Isaiah 40, verse 26. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Isaiah 40, verse 28. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. Jeremiah 10, verse 12. For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind, who declares to man what his thought is, and makes the morning darkness, who treads the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name. Amos 4, verse 13. God says, I have made the earth and created man on it. It was I, my hands, that stretched out the heavens, and all their host I have commanded. Isaiah 45, verse 12. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Revelation 4, verse 11. Scripture quotations are from the New King James Version, copyrighted by Thomas Nelson, Incorporated. This lesson by Roy Davison is from the Old Paths Archive, oldpaths.com.